Hello.
Yes, hello. Good
Hello.
morning. Good morning. This is Ruben calling from Local Flash. Am I speaking with Lorenzo from Rude Boy Maintenance, Repair, and Handyman Services? Oh, I'm so sorry. You sound a little far away. Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is him, the owner.
Oh, excellent. How you doing, Lorenzo? Good morning.
Pretty good, yourself?
Doing great. Doing great. Thank you very much for asking. We're following up in regards to your account. We do have a cancellation request pending. We actually tried to follow up yesterday. Weren't able to reach you. Is it a good time?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So I must let you know the call will be recorded for quality assurance, Lorenzo. Let me just go through the security question here. May I have the city you were born in?
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. Okay. So I got this up here. I see you're 2 weeks in. If you don't mind me asking, what's the main reason you're looking to cancel?
Just the calls I get are just spam, or just other people trying to get me to sign up with their services.
Oh, I
Just
see.
like
So
this.
as of right now, you're only getting either spam calls or, salesmen, right?
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to get my Google profile or just spam,
Okay,
just
okay.
them trying to tell me to leave you guys and all this,
I see.
wasting my time,
No, totally, totally. I understand. I mean, as you can imagine, with the information being public, right? Unfortunately, there is a possibility for these type of calls, right? Spam, telemarketers. Obviously, what we want to do is get real customers on the phone, right? Now, there is a time frame that we usually manage, which is usually from 30 to 45 days. I would say right now you're 2 weeks in, right? At this point, we're not even looking for you to keep on paying without getting the results that we talked about, Lorenzo. But it is important that we get on the same page so we can, get the most out of it, right? But I see
Yeah, I
your
get
bill is. Go ahead.
my Google profile, when I send it to for somebody to look, they can't find it. I can only send them a link to review, to give me a review, and that's how they're able to find me. So you guys have
Okay, but
somebody
they're
who
trying to search the business name right now and it's not popping up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, my Yelp pops up, my Angie's List, but not my Google profile. Like, how you guys are saying that I was gonna be the first one that pops up.
Yep. No, I get that. Let me see what's going on.
And this verifies my account.
I'm looking at the account as we speak. Just let me see here. Yep, the account is verified at this point. Now, like we said, in regards to the visibility and the actual ranking, like we said, it's usually we work with that time frame. We don't want to waste your time or our time either, but we got to be realistic with the actual time frames that we're talking about. All right? So like we said, on average, not only for the visibility, but for you to get leads, usually it's that time frame, right? I can offer you, like we said, a free month of service. I can push this out till September 30th, right? So we can make sure that we get the most out of that campaign. But we do need to give it time to evolve.
So
How about if we take that route there? No commitments.
how do I get people to, how does my profile be number one, like you guys said? I have to get more reviews, or how is that based on?
Good that you bring it up. So it's a little formula, right, that we gotta follow to make sure that Google sees your business as reliable, right? For example, the reviews is a very, very important part, right? Working on the reputation. The customer service side of things is also really important. For example, taking the time to acknowledge the people that leave a review. A little thank you, Mary, thank you, John, something short with their name. Google loves that as well. Right? Now with the, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm listening. That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so let me just take a look. Are you familiar with the dashboard, Lorenzo?
On the Google, where it says manage my business, manage
manage no, 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 the local Splash dashboard.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, main reason I bring it up is that I see that we're using a lot of stock images too, right? As you know, the computer, the Google algorithm, they recognize stock images. They recognize images from the internet, right? So actually something that's really important as well is working on the content. Do you have pictures of your work that you can send us?
Yeah, I posted some last night.
Where, on Facebook or on Google, directly?
On Google. No, on Google.
Okay.
On my Google profile.
Okay. Usually how it works is we ask you to send it to us or upload it to the dashboard so we can put them on all the different platforms, right, including the Facebook ads, including the website. You know, like we said, we're using a few tools. I can get my team to take the ones that you uploaded from the Google profile to put them on the different platforms, right? But in order for us to create posts, you know, we usually create one a week, right? But we can, of course, up the ante as well, create 2 or 3 posts per week. It's just, you know, so we don't recycle the content. We just, you know, need more pictures. So how many did you upload to the Google profile when you said
like
that?
6 of them. Let me check.
Like 6 of them? Okay. And I recommend we go 2 per week. We have an AI system that creates posts for us based on the ones that are on the dashboard, right? But like we said, we just need to replace these stock images with real pictures. So I'll get my team to on it so we can make those necessary adjustments as well, right? That's part of, you know, the process to getting it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just another thing that I want to, you know, bring up. Are you familiar with the Google Guaranteed?
No, what's that?
Okay. So for handyman or painting services, on our search, there's a few sections, right? At the very top, there's a new section that's called Google Guaranteed. So basically, a few businesses come up with a little green check mark that says, you know, guaranteed by Google, or Google Guaranteed. So in this case, you know, anybody searching, as you can imagine, that if Google is recommending your business, that moves the needle your way, right? So it's a special type of ad that Google has. It's a pay-per-call service. So, you know, if somebody clicks on it, they don't charge you. It only charges you when they hit the call button, and it's an exclusive call sent to you, right? Unlike other, you know, other sources that send the calls to, you know, multiple businesses, this is an exclusive call, like we said. So it's a very straightforward service. We usually use it on highly competitive areas, right? That's you know, another tool that can help you generate. We can schedule something with our Google Guaranteed specialist so they can take a look at your area and they can tell you how much they're bidding for those calls. Would you like me to set something up for you so they can look at the area?
No, I'm fine. Right now I just want to build my Google profile, my reviews, because right now I only have one review. I sent a link to a couple of people, but they're saying the only way they're able to see my account is when I send them the link, not when they search it up. When they search up my business name, it just pops up my Yelp, my Angie's List, and the website you guys created.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I see that, right? I could certainly escalate with our Google team. Like we said, we usually work with the allotted time frames, right? But I can check here with Google, with our team, to see exactly what the delay is, right? But like you said, it is verified. It's accepting reviews and pictures. So that's certainly something that's going to be fixed, right? It's just like we said, we're just waiting on that Google update.
For me, I feel like I don't want to send them the reviews from Yelp, or, well, if Yelp is the first one that pops up, I'm going to have to send them a go review it on my Yelp, because that's the phone. But I wanted my Google profile be the first one that pops up, so I can send them Yelp.
It's going to. No, it's going to. It's a Google page, right? So, of course, Google is going to give it an advantage over, you know, the Yelp page. But like we said, the Google profile is not showing up, you know, automatically. So like we said, we need to find out exactly why the search engine is not, you know, recognizing that business name yet. But that should be fixed, you know, shortly. We're waiting on that Google update, like we said.
Okay. And then you said you guys are going to extend it. What's the extension? I don't have to pay to win.
Yeah, I'll give you the free month of service this upcoming month. So your bill would be good till September 30th. Right. Of course, I'll make sure that I follow up beforehand, see how you're doing so far. But I'm sure things are going to be picking up. Definitely.
This link you sent me, this is to rate what?
It's the review link for Google. You know, you can send this link instead. You know, it's customized. And it's going to send them directly where they need to go on Google. So ratemy.pro/rudeboy. Let me just make a little QR code here for you too. Just give me a moment. There you go. Okay. So if you have your customer face-to-face, for example, you're done with the job, they're happy, you can just show them that QR code as well that I just sent you. And you let me know if you got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to take them where they need to go to as well, okay, directly. So you just have them scan it, and they'll be able to leave a Google review for you, which, of course, you know, is shown on the website automatically too.
Okay. Yeah, if you guys are able to fix that, I feel like I'm paying for service that is not consensual, you know? So free month, so you guys can build the profile and I can, well, I'm going to send the link to everybody that I already had previous jobs for, so they can review me. But yeah, I'll start building my profile and then I just add the pictures to my dashboard. Videos, how long can the videos be?
Usually videos, we recommend them to be, you know, anywhere from 10 to 30 seconds. They can be longer too, right?
Okay.
But, you know, visually, that's the time frame that they use.
I have this big job that I just did, or I'm in the process of this painting, but I took videos of before and after that I'm going to compress it all together. And it's going to be about, like, I don't know how much reels are on Instagram. Reels are like 2 minutes, I want to say.
That
I will want that posted on my Facebook and my Facebook.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be when I send it to you guys.
No, I mean, if you can send it to us, even if it's through email or like we said on the dashboard, you can upload them. We put them on the different platforms, right? Including the website and everything.
Okay.
So yes, it's a great idea to, if you have pictures as well, try to start taking pictures with the same angle, you know, before and after. There's some nice features on the website that we can use as well. You know, a little slide, you know, they can slide it with their finger left or right. No, they look good. We just need to, you know, get on the same page with the content. Okay?
Okay.
Gotcha. So we'll make the adjustments here, Lorenzo. I don't know if you have any questions for me right now.
No, not at the moment right now. Let me think. Hold on. No, not that I think of. I don't have any.
Okay. No worries. I'll send you, you know, a little walkthrough video with the dashboard, the tools that you have. Remember, we have our web developers as well that can fully customize the website. So, you know, we want to make sure that it's built to help you sell. Right, the website, you can use it even on a business card, right? So, you know, so you can review it. If you like, we can schedule something, or you can send us examples so we can know more or less what you're looking for as a business, okay? So we can help you.
Yeah, I just want my Google profile to pop up first, like when you search.
Okay.
Like, well, this is, how are they going to be able to search, like, Handyman of Lancaster is going to pop up, or they have to physically type in my business name and then I'll pop up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good question. So we have everything programmed, you know, with the keywords. So whenever they search any of the keywords, there's a list of businesses that come up, right? Now that the business is verified and we want to climb up the ladder, right, it's going to be within the list, right? And we, like we said, we just need to work together to have it come as one of the first ones. But by default, it should come up when you search the business name. So that's something that we're going to address, you know, immediately.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But both ways, essentially, just okay. To be clear. Okay. So, Seth, I don't know if there's any other question, Lorenzo?
No.
Okay. My name is Ruben. If you need anything, do let me know. Seth, we're here to work together, okay? So just let us know in case you have any questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.